Welcome back. Final go-around here. Weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez. And, of course, Big T, he's never here because he's out working to make sure the show stays on the air. We appreciate everything that T does. And a couple guests this week. Phil, reintroduce them once again.
We had Miss Latoria Watts, two-time Miss Olympia, and the world-famous cut man, Stitch Duran, in studio today. And Stitch, he brought up right before we went to break Armando.
Just to get under Armando's skin.
I think it was, but also, we might as well get his opinion on it because it's talked about.
Okay, so quit crying for a second.
I'm crying.
Just turn
That's
off your mic and
That's
send you
all
out
you
of the
do
damn
is
studio.
Cry.
Jeez. If anybody ever needed a crying towel, it's you. We just wouldn't know what the hell team to get you because you flip-flop all the time. It's flip-flop Vasquez. Flip-flop Vasquez over there. Stitch, my friend. You have worked in the MMA world and the boxing world. All of us in here have always said that both worlds can exist. They can coexist. You can like and be fans of both of them. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the fighters have to cross over and do both. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Will it happen? Should it happen? I think we're all on the same page in here. I don't see any reason for it. An MMA fight, Conor wins. A boxing match, Floyd destroys him. I don't see why, but it seems like it's caught the attention, and this talk just will not die.
Well, Armando, I hate to tell you and put it to you this way, but yeah, no doubt about it, the hype is going to be bigger than the fight.
Yes.
Because you have two masters in each sport that are the best at what they do. Now, as you break it down as a trainer, and I was telling my daughter Carla just the other day, I would look at some films and see which is the hardest fight that Floyd ever had, right? And that was against Jose Luis Castillo, when Castillo stayed on the body.
Which everyone thought he won.
Yeah, everybody stayed on the body and left the head alone. If you go after Floyd's head, you're going to look embarrassed, right? I personally think that Conor McGregor has a possibility to knock out a Floyd. I don't know if Floyd has a possibility to knock out a Conor McGregor. Would the fight take off? Should it take off? At first, I would say, nah, these guys are crazy. But I'd like to see it. I think, you know, it's good for both sports.
No.
Sorry, brother. It's good for both sports, and it's going to draw some attention. But here's another thing that I'm going to put in the airwaves that, you know, Floyd already, in the game of boxing, it's a little different than the UFC because the UFC hires cut men to take care of the fighters, right? So Conor McGregor's going to need a cut man, no doubt about it. And I'm up for grabs.
But
you know, on a marketing side, it would make so much sense because of the relationship that I have with Dana White, which is non-existent, and the way they let me go. And now Conor McGregor is saying, F the UFC. And if
he
really
says F everybody, apparently.
Yeah.
There's nobody off his list.
Yeah, exactly. But on a marketing aspect, it would draw so much attention for Stitch to be back and working with Conor McGregor.
Okay, all right. I like it now that way, but still, let me ask you, will you pay the astronomical price if they're going to ask? Let's say you don't work it. Let's say you're at home.
And he already knows he's going to work it if it happens.
Let's say that you're a fan at home. Would you pay the...
No, I won't pay for it. That's the type of thing where, you know, for me, I've done so many fights and I've worked so many fights that I'm happy with just the end result. And then to show it a week later on HBO or Showtime.
Well, okay, but what about if it's not shown? Look, the Pacquiao fight.
Oh, come on, it's good. It's going to be. Yeah,
they always do. It's always the next week.
The last Pacquiao fight was not shown anywhere after that.
Are you really wasting all the airtime with that question?
Yes.
If he didn't work the fight, Stitch Duran wouldn't be invited 100 different places to host the party or something.
You're right.
Even if he didn't wrap the hands, he'd be paid a fee someplace. Come and see the cut man.
This is the ridiculousness of this fight.
We are coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. This is usually when Armando dumps down our city.
Yeah. Is it the coffee that's kicking in? Huh?
Yeah. You think Conor McGregor gave the UFC the middle finger? Well, see, the first man that really did it, Stitch Duran, come and get an autograph. I mean, come on, dude.
I'm done with that. Okay, but again, this is the ridiculousness of this fight that to get him paid, they have to charge $150 or whatever it is.
Sure,
$130.
Well,
you know,
the thing, if it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Yeah,
and I think, like I say, with the mouthpiece that both these guys have, there's nobody better in the industry than those two guys.
Does it beat the record of Pacquiao Mayweather?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Really?
The thing about it, you always, you know, Dana don't want to see it because now if McGregor loses, it's going to put a blemish on the MMA guys.
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, here we go. MMA's not as good as boxing, but you know.
You don't expect any backlash from left over from that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? I mean, people not wanting? You think they would get him into?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, yeah.
Now, plus, it was a long time ago. People have short memories and short attention spans. It's the latest three-ring circus.
ADD state we are in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ADD.
Maybe it's just me because I'm still upset.
You still think Conor McGregor sucks as a fighter, though, too. Yeah. So, you know, your reality is a little distorted.
No.
But, you know, you talk about the ability of boxing and MMA can, you know, coexisting, and there's enough love for the sport. And boxing had faded out a little bit, but you talk about the Russian fighters earlier, you know, and you were talking about guys like Nurmagomedov in MMA, but then you look towards the sport of boxing, and you got guys like Lomachenko now, and you've got guys like Triple G. I mean, you think that they can help the sport and get into back to where its prime was?
You know, the Russians are taking over. In both sports, there's no doubt.
It's like
about
Red Dawn, it is. Yeah, it's Red Dawn.
No doubt about it. They're Red Dawn right there. But in all fairness, the Russians are taking over.
Maybe that's why the new president's warming up to him so much.
And so you get free tickets to the fights, huh? Yeah.
Okay.
So I see the changing of the guard there, where used to be Brazilian fighters at one time, then the American fighters are the ones that dominated, but I think now that you can see the Russians that are be taking over.
And we do bust Armando's chops a lot on this show, and
because
you know,
he deserves it.
Yes, absolutely, rightfully so. During the talk of a possible Triple G Canelo fight, it seems to just not be in the cards right now. And it reminds me a lot of the negotiations that went on with Mayweather and Pacquiao for years. Do you think we see this fight in the timely fashion that it should happen, or do you think this will be one we get years later than we should have?
I think so. You know, you'll get it later down the road more than present. But number one, he has to get by Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And if he loses that fight, then that...
Do you think there's a chance that he's going to lose that fight?
There's always a chance. You know, whenever you throw punches, there's always that one chance.
It's this lazy rich kid that has no respect for the sport. You think he's going to beat him?
Hey, anything goes, man. How many times have we seen upsets?
That's another fight that I don't want to see. Yeah. I don't want to pay for it just because I'm very disappointed that Oscar and Golden Boy went that route.
Well, and then it's a Cinco de Mayo weekend, which makes a big difference.
Yeah,
right?
I just it's all Martin, burns brother. Me up because I'm a big Canelo fan. But that him taking that fight really, really, really just burned me up.
It soured you, yeah.
Now, if he does lose... And like you said, it could happen because you lock two men in a cage, you put two men in a ring, doesn't matter what the paper, what the tail of tape is, anything can happen.
Anything.
Martinez. If he loses that fight, I mean, biggest career mistake, not taking the Triple G fight when he could have, or?
Yeah, I think economically it's an important fight for him to take. Because he'll make millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But he's making millions and millions of dollars right now as it is. And, you know, and then keep in mind, he lives in Mexico. So the dollar goes a lot further than it does over here. Yeah. You know, so those are the things. But, you know, we have a saying in boxing that the only thing that counts is the truth. Whether you like to hear it or not, Armando, that's the truth. Man.
He does not like the truth at all.
No, I don't. It really upsets me. I mean, I'm like, really? Why? Why give this guy this chance to... Because I remember Sergio Martinez beat him for 11 rounds and a half, and then he gets caught at the end. So I'm like, wait a minute, come on. But, Canelo hits a little harder than Sergio Martinez, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's a combat sport. Anything can happen.
You've mentioned a few times your relationship with the UFC and the way things soured. We're seeing a lot more people just leave. We are seeing it. We saw the new owners come in, paid about... I mean, yeah, they paid a lot of money, and when you see some of the things that are happening, such as fighters not being able to come out to certain walkout music, I just heard recently coaches are no longer getting zip files of their opponent. They actually have to use a Fight Pass account to watch the fights of who they're... I mean, it seems like this cutting money because maybe they spent too much. They're not offering the fighters the contracts that, you know, they're not matching. Do we look back, and it was all started with you when you said this Reebok deal is not a good idea. And I've made jokes on this show. It's like Back to the Future. November 5th, 1955 is that Reebok deal. Yeah. And that flux capacitor keeps coming back to that date, and that was the end-all, be-all. Are we going to see, you think, that in the future, Fistich, or more and more people? Have you seen while you're working with Bellator, working with these other people, a change in atmosphere?
Yeah, you know, the fight we did in Los Angeles when Chalentito? Yeah, exactly. One of the top journalists says, Stitch, doesn't this remind you of the UFC the way it was 8 years ago when the excitement was there, the fans were friendly with the, you know, with the fighters, and everything just clicked as the way the UFC was? You know, when you do things for money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. I understand it's a business, but I can't go, you can't go, you can't go and produce a movie. That's not what we do. And that's what these guys do. They're not combat people. So, you know, their thing is to make as much money back. But you're right. You know, they're charging people for music and all that. So,
didn't I say that last week, that people need to realize that Zuffa and the UFC, they were a production company.
Well,
they happen to produce fights.
Yeah.
That's what they're producing. But that, don't make no mistake, that's what they are, a production company. Yeah. And from what we've seen and what they've shown is that the fighters' health and the fighters' stability and their long-term health are not issues.
And the funniest thing about that is the whole time whenever Affliction or anybody else came in, what did Dana say over and over? They're just T-shirt salesmen and that they don't know the business. I do. And now he's working for people that don't know the business.
The irony is just ridiculous.
It's absolutely amazing. We're up against it. We got about a minute left here. Stitch, let everybody know where they can get the book and all the other fine things that you're doing, my friend.
Yeah, the book's available at Amazon.com. And, you know, I'm at Stitch Duran and hashtag Stitch Duran when it comes to Instagram. So touch base with me.
And, LaToria, tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LaToria Watts.
Nice.
All right, and that is going to wrap it off. Thanks for listening. It's been a great time. Always good seeing you, Stitch. Very nice meeting you, young lady. Good luck in your trifecta,
yes,
as you will be around the world winning championships all over the globe. And I'll continue to be out of shape with my buddy Armando here.
Yes.
And Phil, who's kind of in shape. All right, for Phil Devine, for Armando Vasquez, I'm Ballpark Frank, also for Big T. Remember, take advantage of the lightning sales going on every weekend. The best deals, every day the best deals are at Vegas Discount Nutrition. On the weekend, even better deals with those lightning sales. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning right here, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. We're out. Enjoy your weekend. Let's go, Hawks.